And well, hello. Welcome to Wednesday. We all made it here, ladies and gentlemen.
We all make it here?
Some of us
did. I feel like a lot of people not at the office.
Some of us didn't make it here today. Yeah. Some of us are on trips. Some of us just had lunches they had to attend to. But the real fam, the freaking fantastic three here, are fantastic three and a half. You count as a half because you're only here half the time. We are holding it. Fine. Fantastic Four. We're the Fantastic Four. Is everyone happy now?
Sure.
We are holding it down, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Kinda Funny Morning Show. If you're hearing Harley Davidson motorcycles in the back, along with sirens, that was perfectly timed, by the way.
Very perfectly timed.
There is a ridiculous speed trap happening outside of our office right now.
No lie.
Kevin and I may put a camera up and live stream that for the rest of the day.
They may have pulled over 10 people in the last 30 minutes.
Dude, it's insane.
Yeah.
And got to the office about a half hour ago, and this thing has been nonstop. They're teeing each other up.
Yep.
There's one dude that's just sitting there, and the other guy's just pull over to the side of the road. They pull over, the guy just goes around the block again, and this cop just gets the easy job of writing the tickets. What'd you do? How long were you? How many fives are you going? You go, boom. Here's your stupid ticket for your stupid Prius. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Nick Scarpino. Joining me for the first time in a long time, fucking forged in the heart of a dying star, the Great Wall of Kevin himself, Mr. Kevin Coelho.
Yeah! Woo!
It's lovely to have you on the show. I like how your look has evolved from full suit to whatever's in Greg's closet.
Yeah.
With the hat and the sunglasses. I appreciate that.
Well, before I used to bring my suit every time. And then one day it happened last minute where...
It was me and you again.
Where someone was like, keep me on. I was like, fuck, I didn't bring my suit. And then I was like, there's your tux in the thing.
Oh, this is mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks good.
Looks good, yeah. I like it. Yeah. And then I started just bringing my dress shirts. Then I was like, Greg has dress shirts.
It's true.
It's fun.
And God knows how often he takes those things home anyway, so they're probably dirty. Cool, yeah. Greg, can you shut that window?
What does that mean? Wait.
I did.
I'm just saying, I'm saying you're wearing a dirty, sweaty shirt.
I thought you were saying that I was getting a dirty suit.
No, I mean, you're certainly not getting it cleaner by wearing it.
Heard it both ways?
That's for sure.
Heard it both ways?
That's for sure. The Walnuts in the Twitch chat has brought up a good point. He says, Nick, he's the milkman. I did forget about that, but thank you for not letting me forget
about
that.
So many nicknames.
If it's out on the internet, it's forever, ladies and gentlemen. You know what else? You know what's not forever, though? This is a live show. We watch this on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames every single day. If you're watching this on YouTube going, why is he talking to his computer screen? This is the first time I've seen this show. Wow, this show's wildly addictive. I think I'm going to subscribe to this channel. Well, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. But don't forget, we do this as a morning show on Twitch every day, and we'd like you to come join us and be in the chat with us. If you're so inclined, you could also subscribe to the channel via Amazon Prime. If you have Amazon Prime, you get one free Twitch Prime subscription. And if you subscribe, we'll give you a little extra time with us at the end of the session today. It's kind of like when your massage therapist goes, hey, I know we're a little bit over, but I'm going to give you a little something extra. And they go,
it's a hand job.
Shwinky, shwinky, shwinky.
Jesus Christ.
Never had one myself, but I hear they're cool.
So I see that Kinda Funny Games is in the chat. Talking about Hove and Bay's anniversary.
10 years strong today.
10 years strong today. And you all thought it couldn't happen. Couldn't last.
They didn't fucking believe it for a second.
Are you talking about Beyonce and Jay?
Yeah.
10 years? 10 years is usually the mark that I've noticed where celebrity marriages completely crumble and fall apart. So I give them 5 more years before they're just differences.
I mean, when he cheated on her, that was one of the biggest things in the last couple years.
Yeah, they figured it out.
A bunch of albums.
Yeah.
Did he really cheat on her, though?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or did he just do it, is he just rapping on it?
Maybe. Who knows? That's why they're so good. I don't know. All kidding aside, I'm glad they're still going strong. It's nice to see a celebrity marriage actually last for once. It's a good example of what marriage could be. You know, you marry someone who's also a superstar, you make millions of dollars, have a couple kids. And then I guess that's it. That's where you go. Stand by your man.
Enrique Iglesias is still married to that lady, right?
Enrique Iglesias?
Yeah.
To Anna Kournikova?
Yeah.
I hope so.
I think that's still happening.
Man, they're hot. That's
impressive.
A hot couple.
Yeah. Chat.
Cool, guy can look it up.
Let us know in the chat.
No, I'll tell you one thing right now, though. You know who's not married anymore?
Mm-hmm.
J-Lo and Mark Anthony.
That was a while ago.
I know, but I liked that couple a lot. I was like, this is a tumultuous salsa. You know, it's like a hot sauce of a couple. And it just didn't work out for them.
It might be a little racist.
No, hot sauce is just spicy. That's what I'm saying. It's like a whole bunch of stuff going in there.
Before that.
Yeah, like a salsa hot sauce. Salsa spicy.
Okay.
When's the last time you had a salsa where you're like, not spicy? Not spicy.
I mean, they put onions in it for a reason. Menu.
They put onions in it for a reason, ladies and gentlemen. A couple housekeeping things before we get into a lot of good news stories today. Coming up on the show, we're going to talk about Strange Things for Stranger Things, The Rock versus Vin Diesel feud, maybe breaking my heart, and then some more Indiana Jones 5 news. And then Big Kev's going to round out the show with a little bit of his spoiler-free impressions on Isle of Dogs, Wes Anderson's Isle of Dogs. Before we get to that, remember, you guys want to give either me or the Great Wall of Kevin a tip and include a fun clip in that, we read those at the $5 or above level, or 500 bits, which a lot of you have, you guys have been sleeping on these bits, and rightfully so, because I don't understand how they work, and neither do you. First thing in the housekeeping, this episode of the Kinda Funny Morning Show is brought to you by kindoffunny.com/store, where we have the new Letterman jacket up just in time for prom. That is fantastic. Get you
God,
one of those.
I love that jacket.
Here's what I'm saying, Kev. If you took this jacket off, put the Letterman jacket on, you'd be ready for prom.
Done. Sure, sure.
Tie suit. I'm telling you guys right now, this could be the look you go with. Letterman jacket, suit, like underneath.
I love this jacket. I wear it every other day.
You do love it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, shirt and tie underneath it, Letterman jacket above it. You're ready to rock and roll.
Can you go grab the Letterman jacket that's in the closet? I'll put it on. I'll show the kids.
Are you transitioning right now?
Yeah.
You gonna take it off and put that on?
Yep.
That's just a whole lot of pink on that shirt.
Yeah, sure is.
Jesus.
A lot of pink.
Mary and Joseph.
It's a good shade of pink. Great shade of pink.
That is a great shade of pink. All right. Well, I was gonna say bring up a couple. Oh, speaking of prom, prom tickets are on sale right now if you guys want to go to kindoffunny.com/tickets.
This one?
If there was an open one.
Same closet?
Yeah, I'll take that one, sure.
Yeah, just take that one. There you go.
Oof.
That was so dangerous.
What?
That almost slid right into the LaCroix
can. It would have been fine.
Yeah. Cool Greg, bring up the prom ticket site, please. Tickets are on sale right now. Early bird tickets, $60 for general admission. VIPs are unfortunately sold out. We sold out of those in the first hour of
first
tickets.
First, like, 5 minutes.
You guys can still get the $60 tickets. Don't wait, though, because after April 30th, they go up to $70. So that's just your normal. Looks good.
Yeah, I like
looks
it.
Looks good. And then in second to last piece of housekeeping news, of course, this ridiculous competition continues. Today's contestants in the Kinda Funny Best Friends of the Show, March Madness into April, is Portillo's versus Wing Wings. No surprise here, Portillo's is trouncing Wing Wings.
Now,
because Wing Wings is a local San Francisco establishment and Portillo's is nearly nationwide. So there you go.
Nearly nationwide is a little...
From Chicago to California? It's covering a lot of ground there.
In Chicago and in California. There's no middle states, right?
That's two more states. That's two states more
than
Wing
Wings.
One state more than Wing Wings.
Both are fine, fine establishments. God, I gotta give Portillo
it. Here's the deal. I love Wing Wings. I would probably give this to Wing Wings. I'm gonna vote for Wing
Wings. I gave it to Portillo's. I mean, you can right there on your computer.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it in a second.
I don't think you are.
I'm hosting the show. Fuck it, I'll do it right now.
Wing Wings. A phenomenal establishment, but Portillo's, man, like, every time we go, it's such an adventure.
Well, you just like Portillo's because they have your favorite thing on the planet, milkshakes.
Not just milkshakes. They have the chocolate cake milkshake.
They do. And every single time, every time you get it, you look at me and you smile and there's bits of chocolate cake in your teeth.
He's lying.
And you go, Nick, they put chocolate cake in this.
I do say that. I feel like I do say that to you.
And I'm like, Kevin, that can't be good for either your body or your soul. And you go, Nick, I don't care. I'm only young once.
True.
I'm still having lots of sex. Don't have diabetes yet. And I said, live until you. What did I say? What does Uncle Nick tell you? Live until you die.
Live until you die. Uncle Nick does say that a lot.
I say a lot of things. Eat a healthful diet. But on the other side of it, I say live until you die.
Live until you die.
The Nick Scarpino story. Live until you die. The next piece of housekeeping news comes from none other than Cool Greg. Cool Greg Effect, what's slapping this weekend?
So Megaran has asked me to host...
You gotta bring this up. We can't see it.
Sorry,
there you go.
So Megaran has asked me to host his show with him, Smoke Dizza, and Open Mike Eagle, and I'm very excited. It's this Friday. I highly recommend if you're going to WrestleMania or if in the New Orleans area, you come check it out and hang out with some gangsters.
It's really exciting.
When he says gangsters, though, he means figuratively speaking.
Half and half.
There's not... He means 100%, figuratively speaking, you're going to be safe if you go to the show. It's going to be super fun. What's the next thing, Cool Greg?
The next thing is, so on the day of WrestleMania, we're doing a best friend meetup. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited. I just want to get drunk and mob it to WrestleMania.
Is Aaron together. Rose the name of the bar you're meeting up, or is that just a person that will be there?
That is the name of the bar.
Okay. Because yeah. it'd be hilarious if they were like, Aaron Rose is also going to be there. Who's Aaron Rose? Just a friend.
Yeah.
Just someone I think you should know.
So yeah, you guys definitely should come through. I got a bunch of shit from my Cameron Cup autographs. I got some Xavier Woods autographs. It's going to be fun.
You got little giveaways.
Hell yeah.
That's that dope. Window is open. That's what I'm hearing. Do you see that one up top there?
Oh, the top. That's weird.
I'm like, some level of sound is breaking through to these fucking eagle ears.
Well, also,
right here.
They're like hurricane windows. They're not made to eagle like, ears. Sound.
There you go. There you go. Look at that. Quiet as a mouse in here.
Sure.
Quiet as a mouse.
Quiet as a
can
mouse.
Can you hear a mouse skidding around? No, because they're fucking ninjas.
I think you
they're
can.
The ninjas of the varmint world.
You've heard mice before.
Mice? I lived in an apartment where we had rats.
Oh, no. And rats? Then, like full blown rats?
Oh, yeah. Like sewer rats would sneak in. There was one point where, like, I lived with Ty Root, and Ty would keep bread on top of the fridge. And Ty was not a man of subtleties. When Ty wanted to open a container, he had, like, bear-like strength. So if it was, like, you know, you'd go in to look at, boxes of cereal that he'd open, and it looks like he just fucking exploded them from the inside out. So I just assumed that every time I kept finding these packets of bread that were whittled through in the back, I just thought it was
like, Ty. Oh, Ty is ripping it open and then just taking a bite and chugging
it down.
Out.
Yeah. I just thought it was, right? God bless Ty, but he was just like, whatever, I don't give a shit. So we would find bread, and I asked him, I was like, Ty, why do you keep opening the bread? Why do you keep burrowing a hole through the back of the bread? And then just sucking a fucking piece of bread out of the hole. And he's like, I thought you were doing that. Turns out we had rats that would crawl up the side of the fridge and eat them and go down. And we had like a family of rats living in the house. And I asked the exterminator, I was like, can we just put, like, how do we deal with this? And he's like, I got to put traps out. And so we're like, okay. These were horrifying. Have you ever seen or heard a rat get snapped in a trap?
No. A rat. Mice, yes. But not a rat.
They squeal. They scream like a fucking human being. They go,
no, God.
You just hear it go, snap. And like, man, it's traumatizing. And we had to like Rochambeau, who was gonna go in there and like stomp it out and clean out the trap. But it was for like months. And I finally called the exterminator.
Months?
Like, yeah, because the fucking rats, rats don't just have one rat. They have like 400 rats. And they just kept like, oh, wait, for whatever reason, we kept putting the bread up there. I don't know why. They were like, they kept getting trapped behind the fridge. So, like, for months, we just would hear the fucking snap, and we'd be like, God damn it. And hopefully it would snap its neck and just kill it clean. But every once in a while, it would catch it midway, and they would just be, like, trying to, like, just, like, shrimp out of the fucking trap, like, jiu-jitsu style.
And that's
but they
worse,
couldn't get out.
Because eventually they're going to die from those injuries.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have a dead rat in the middle of the wall. It's going to smell real good.
Well, that was what he said. He was like, I can't give them poison. Because I was like, can we just poison these fucking things? Because you would take the rat out, and the guy was like, oh, just reset the trap. And I'm like, bro, I'm not fucking opening up the trap, dumping out the dead carcass of the rat.
No, sir.
And putting it back
up. You are going to sell
that's
me
your
20
fucking
traps.
Job. Yeah. You're going to sell my landlord 20 traps. They're going to bill them because I'm not fucking doing this.
Sure.
And finally, I was like, can we just poison these things? We have the capability. Can we napalm these fuckers and have them bring it back to the nest? And he goes, you don't want to do that because the rats are in your wall, which is the scariest sentence he could have said to a person who's paranoid like me.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, they're the fucking walls? Like, I'm looking at the walls like there's rats climbing everywhere just peering at me for when I'm asleep. And he goes, if you give them the poison, they go into the walls and they die and then they stink for months.
Months.
It's better to just snap them in half with a trap and then just throw the trap out. And eventually we just moved. I don't think we ever solved that problem. I think the rats beat us.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken.
We used to have...
So go to New Orleans today, this weekend, and go see Cool Craig and Mega Ryan in New Orleans. That's going to be what you want to do. What did you used to have?
Oh, my room...
Cool Craig, can you grab me a tissue? Sorry.
I slept in a loft bed that was really high, like right up next to the ceiling, because I like that claustrophobic feeling. And there was the attic above me, and there was a grate right next to it that had... a hole had broken into it. So pigeons every year would come in and... lay, like, I don't know, have babies and stuff. So every, like, for, like, 3 months, I would hear, like, scurrying around up there, and I'd be like, ah, the pigeons are back.
Yeah.
That was it.
Oh, they weren't rats?
No, they weren't rats. They were pigeons.
Well, pigeons are kind of like rats, but not flying, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And also, it was the attic, so it was completely separated. There was no way for them to get access to the house. So it was just nice hearing
I'll take a pigeon over a rat any day. Because let me tell you, man, leading up to that, I would be hanging out, and I'd be like, do you hear something running around the floor?
Jesus.
We just thought it was, like... It's no, we were watching like Lost, like you know. I'm like, is there something running around the floor? Nah, can't be.
Surround sound.
You just hear shit running around at night, and you're like, nah. And then you find out that it's real.
Wait, you ever see him?
Yeah.
Like, just out of, like, corner of your eyes, just fucking...
I see him in mice in movie theaters all the time.
Really?
Yeah, at the movie theater downtown. When we were watching Last Jedi,
uh-huh.
I was walking up the stairs, and I looked over, I thought the stairs started moving, and I was like, what the fuck? And I saw a rat look, like a mouse look at me, and they go, and just scurry up the stairs. We have them all over the city.
Mm-hmm.
Mice and rats. I don't think we have a lot of rats, but we have a lot of mice.
Yeah, I've seen mice around the city.
And I have one incredibly fat, insanely well-fed raccoon that just keeps fucking with our trash can. And he's getting bold, Kevin. And his ass is getting fat. And I'm like, it's only a matter of time, raccoon.
Can't trust these
bold ones.
Before
you can't run as fast anymore. And then fucking...
Something's going to catch you.
Something's going to catch... Not me.
No,
I'm terrified
of
this.
Something. What
it does is
from upstairs.
It runs into my my garbage can, picks out protein, chicken, eats it on the third step. I don't know why. We have these steps that lead up to the house. You've seen them in the back. He just eats it there. And then, which I'm like, that's so stupid. You can't, like... You're pigeonholing yourself on the step. You got to go up or down. You can't. You see what I'm saying? So when we catch him, he looks up at us like we're interrupting his dinner and then realizes the hilarity of the situation and then throws the chicken over his shoulder and then saunters his fat ass down the stairs and just runs into my garage.
He had a like high-powered squirt gun.
So I thought you were going to go somewhere else with that.
No.
Like a BB gun.
No.
I don't want to kill
it. Yeah, no, don't kill it. But I feel like if you shoot him enough times with this water gun
in
the face... he's going to be like, fuck this place.
I feel like the raccoon represents the delicate ecosystem of my garbage can. In that, I don't see any other things around but the raccoon. So theoretically speaking, the raccoon is eating all the mice or the rats or the spiders that I would normally see. And it's the circle of life. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So like if I kill the raccoon, what am I inviting upon myself? A mountain lion? Is the raccoon keeping the mountain lions at bay?
You don't get a lot of mountain lions.
Is there a koala bear overhead that's like, I'm going to fuck with Nick, but I'm not going to today because the fat raccoon with its big fat ass. This thing's got a dumper on it, by the way.
But
it is a fucking milkshake machine.
The raccoon.
Raccoons are serious creatures, man.
They are.
Everyone sleeps on raccoons because they're cuddly looking, but they have razor sharp fucking claws and they have fangs. You can't see them because they're so cuddly and cute.
Yeah.
But everyone, we've anthropomorphized raccoons via Rocket Raccoon.
Mm-hmm.
They're not like that, man.
Do not taunt a raccoon.
Jared Petty, what do you got to say about a raccoon?
I had to punt a raccoon once.
Punt it?
I think you told us this story one time.
I was attacked by a raccoon once.
Yeah.
And you kicked it?
I had to. I didn't want to, but it charged me.
You liked it a little bit, though, right?
No, I did not at all. I don't want to hurt an animal ever. But the raccoon.
This one wanted to hurt you, though.
Yeah, raccoons, seriously, though, don't shoot.
Yeah, don't fuck with raccoons.
Water gun, don't.
Well. From your window is what I meant.
No, don't.
From your back window.
Wild animals.
No. That's what I'm saying. I see the raccoon, and I think to myself, well, I'm the one that put the garbage out.
Uh-huh.
And you guys, if the great outdoors has taught us anything, it's that raccoons love fucking with garbage cans. I know this. I'm a student of the 80s cinema.
Yeah.
So that's just the way it goes. I'm also a gigantic wuss when it comes to anything.
Uh-huh.
So if it came down to it and I had to get close enough to a raccoon to kick it, I'm running the other way.
Well, again, I didn't go after him. He came for me. And
I'm not blaming you in this situation.
I'm 100% blaming Jerry. I think he likes kicking raccoons.
Where I live right now,
let's make that a rumor, guys.
Raccoons. And so every time I take the garbage out, there's like a 1 in 5 chance there's going to be a raccoon waiting.
Yeah.
And these raccoons, they are not frightened of me.
No. And you know why? And here's what I learned a long time ago. When I went to UC Irvine, when I went to college at Irvine, the dorms had an infestation of raccoons.
Mm-hmm.
And the terrifying thing, when you're not used to raccoons, is that you see one, but the rule is if you see a raccoon, there's probably 5 more waiting in the wings to just come out and fuck you up. And you'd look over, and underneath the dorms, they would be like, we put the trash cans out, and then you'd walk up a little flight of stairs into the dorms. So for whatever reason, they built them underneath, plenty of space for the raccoons to fucking build an entire fort worth of them.
Yeah.
You'd look over and you'd just see the shine in their eyes. Bunch of like 5 sets of eyes. And you were like, I am one raccoon versus me. I'm losing.
Have you seen
5 raccoons? No one's going to find my body. They're going to drag me underneath this fucking dorm and eat me alive. And I'm dead.
Have you seen the video of someone walking on their deck and with like dog food and they start like putting it on the ground. And then out of the like space between the boards, little fucking raccoon fingers come up and grab... But like an insane
they're like human
amount,
fingers
and
too. They're terrifying.
That's what someone was saying
they're
in the
terrifying.
Chat. Terrifying,
they
very unsettling.
They wash their food though. They use this little finger. They actually wash their food before they eat it.
Oh my god!
Like, they're getting smarter.
No, they're really
you.
Smart.
We need
they'll
to beat them.
Nice, articulate little hands open under a stream. They like wash their food.
They're like the honey badger of major metropolitan areas.
Yeah, they are.
You ever seen how smart a honey badger is?
Oh, yeah, there is. I saw that video with that guy.
Dude, I was watching one of those Netflix shows about fucking nature or whatever, and they were talking, I think it was the honey badger, maybe it was a weasel, some sort of weasel-like marmot creature. They were like, we trapped him in a hole, and he built a fucking bridge. He was like, Scott, and just like karate chopped a tree down, and like climbed up the tree, and was like, what up now, motherfuckers? Pace! And just bounced into the night.
Terrifying.
And then I just like to imagine that at some point, even though this thing was in Africa, it still hung out with Cool Greg that night. Yeah. Gang shit. Let's go into some news. That's a record. 21 minutes for the housekeeping. Take that, YouTube comments. Oh, I hate when they talk about stupid shit for 20 minutes. Well, that's all this show is. I'm just kidding. There's only one of you guys out there. You know who you are. First news story. Are you keeping up on this? Are you a fan of Stranger Things?
I am indeed a fan of Stranger Things. I very much enjoyed the first and second season. And I want more of it, but not too much more, Nick.
No.
We're hitting that fine limit, you know what I mean?
2 to 3 more seasons.
I'd say two seasons.
And they could shorten it to 6 episodes. Yeah. We don't need eight episodes.
No, I like 8 episodes. I want them to become like middle-aged teens, you know?
Just because you're having a relationship.
Nope. That's too far.
Is that why?
I want them to dabble with love.
You want to see him do some heavy petting or grinding?
No, see, too far. You stop. I don't like that smile you have on your face.
You want him to get 18 so that we could see some skin, right? Is that what you're talking about?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Well, this story has nothing to do with that, ladies and gentlemen. This comes from Deadline. Yesterday, a news story broke that a filmmaker named Charlie Kessler is claiming that the Duffer Brothers stole his idea and turned that idea for a feature-length film into what is now Stranger Things. The Duffer Brothers have released a response. I'll read the story. This is written by Greg Evans over on Deadline if you want to check it out. An attorney for the Duffer Brothers says a plagiarism lawsuit filed yesterday by filmmaker Charlie Kessler is, quote, completely meritless and, quote, just an attempt to profit from the success of Stranger Things. Quote, Mr. Kessler's claim is completely meritless, said Alex Koner, attorney for the Duffers. He had no connection to creation or development of Stranger Things. The Duffer Brothers have neither seen Mr. Kessler's short film nor discussed any project with him. This is just an attempt to profit from other people's creativity and hard work. The statement follows yesterday's lawsuit in Los Angeles Superior Court by Kessler, who directed the short film Montauk, I think is how you say that, that debuted at the 2012 Hamptons International Film Festival. Kessler claimed he pitched the Montauk concept to Matt and Ross Duffer in April 2014 at the Tribeca Film Festival party and later presented, quote, the script, idea, story, and film to the duo that they allegedly used to develop their hit series. Kessler says the Duffers used the working title The Montauk Project during the early stages of Stranger Things, which was originally set in the Long Island town of the title Montauk, that makes sense. A setting later changed to Indiana. As Deadline reported in 2015, when Netflix, which was not named in the suit, greenlit Stranger Things to the series, the project was called Montauk, with a log line that read, described as a love letter to the 80s classics that captivated a generation, the series is set in 1980 Montauk, Long Island, where a young boy vanishes into thin air. As friends, family, and local police search for answers, they are drawn into an extraordinary mystery involving top-secret government experiments, terrifying supernatural forces, and one very strange little girl. Kessler's Montauk story involved a missing boy, a nearby military base, conducting experiments on children, and a monster from another dimension that looks like a toy. Let me stop. Let me put a pin in that right there. Monsters in the shape of toys are terrifying. Am I interrupting your texting? Do you need to look at that?
No, I wasn't texting. There's another story that came up that I don't know if we should bring up, and I really wanted to read it. I'm sorry.
You can put it on the docket if you want to read it later.
I don't know. We should.
Okay.
It's related to Star Wars.
Oh, that's fine.
Mr. Yasman 300 is spamming it.
We've matured. We have matured.
Because I think I can say that with great confidence. I haven't. Monsters that look like toys that we said?
So here's the thrust of this. Mm-hmm. If this guy really pitched this, now actually let me continue reading because in the 2013 article, see both Kessler's Montauk and Netflix's Stranger Things were created long after the 1992 book called The Montauk Project, Experiments in Time, spread tales and countless conspiracy theories about secret government experiments at a place called Camp Hero in Montauk, Long Island. In the 2013 article about famous conspiracy theories, New York Magazine included the Montauk experiments tales, describing Camp Hero as, quote, the East Coast's Area 51, where decommissioned underground laboratories allegedly once investigated teleportation and time travel, among other things. So it sounds like this filmmaker's Charlie Kessler's story was heavily influenced by other stories. This other book that came out about the Montauk experiments. The Montauk Project Experiments in Time. But this doesn't necessarily preclude him from having developed this idea and presented it to the Duffer Brothers. So at first I was like, oh, this guy's just trying to profit. But it kind of sounds like it's possible that he may have influenced the formation of Stranger Things.
Where is the line then?
That is the question.
You know, like, sure, maybe he went in there and he was like, hey, it's about time traveling and all this crazy thing's gonna happen. And they were like, he walked out and they were like, what if we do something different where it's an interdimensional thing, right? And in this, based in what, 70s, 80s?
I don't know if this was necessary. Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
And they 80s. Like, you know, totally changed. Like, it no longer is the pitch. Like, where is the line of, like, it's still stealing my idea?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. And that is unfortunately for a court to decide, I think. Mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is, Hollywood works on people pitching all the time. It mm-hmm. doesn't necessarily work on, hey, I'm going to give you a screenplay. You like it. You've also signed a piece of document saying that you have this. It's generally like, hey, we're at a party. I have this idea. And it's kind of taken on a verbal agreement or a verbal contracts thing. Like, hey, like, I'm telling you this idea. Yeah. Don't steal my
don't
shit.
Steal it.
Having said that, people steal shit. The people steal their shit.
Yeah.
So the onus is on you to kind of, like, protect that a little bit.
But if someone comes in and it's like, hey, I've got an idea for a movie. This dude's going to be in a building. He's a cop.
Right.
The building gets taken over by terrorists. He's has to make his way up and save everyone.
Right.
And then someone else is like, that's a good idea. Now let me write a script for Die Hard.
Right.
Like, if someone inspired you with an idea, does that count for, like, the script that came out of it?
This is a question I ask on a micro level when I do comedy. Because people have what's called a premise. The premise is basically, like, the setup for a joke, right? You have the premise, the setup, and the punchline. And people talk about this a lot. Like, Amy Schumer got in trouble for this because she had similar premises to other jokes, and people said she was stealing jokes. Mm. And other people were claiming, no, she just had similar jokes because we're all very, very much the same, and now that we're so aware of, like, social media and people sharing all these ideas, everything's out there, right?
Yeah.
So if I wrote a joke about being, you know, married, am I stealing a joke from Louis C.K., or am I just interpreting what it's like to be married from him? And that is...
From your own experiences?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If, like, if Louis C.K. is like, oh... Like, for instance, I had a joke about, like, dick pics, right? Mm-hmm. I have that joke. Other people make jokes about that. So it's like how similar my premise and my punchline is to their jokes. There's a gray area or a micro area in there where you're like, oh. And that's what I have to ask myself is I'm like, am I being inspired and influenced by other people's ideas? Am I taking that a step further and putting my own spin on it? And is that okay? Because if it's not okay, I have all of my jokes are off the table. Because I have very similar experiences to every other white dude out there who's married.
I feel like with jokes, it's like, is it the same joke? Like,
yeah.
Is the punchline the same? And, like, did you directly steal it from this person? Like, if there's, like, I understand that two jokes can come into existence and be very similar.
Yeah.
But, like, that's because we all have similar
Well, that's also stuff that happens. Like, every once in a while you'll write a joke and be like, that's hilarious. You'll hear someone else say something very, very similar. You're like... That dude could not have possibly heard my stuff. It's just entirely possible that he and I reached the same stupid bad joke conclusion from two different sectors of the planet, and we just happened to say it, right? Mm-hmm. And then the question becomes, my theory on that, not that I have a tremendous experience with it, but my theory on that is probably not worth doing the joke.
Really?
Well, I mean, like, if it's that generic of a joke that someone else could have possibly come up with, then maybe don't think too far through it. That's a really good way to think about it. But bringing it back to Stranger Things, this does sound oddly like this guy helps develop something that became Stranger Things. And again, I'm just basing it off of the article I read yesterday and this article here on Deadline. But I'm going to be interested to see where this goes, because I feel like if this guy's got a script and a short film and there are enough similar elements in that, the Duffer Brothers are going to have, and Netflix are probably going to have to pay this guy. And that's not uncommon, but we'll see. And again, I don't know.
Like
that is for a court. That is for the Writers Guild. That is for the guilds to decide. Like, look, and this happens a lot where people will look at different manuscripts and go, "Oh no, there's enough similarities here that we believe that this person has a rightful claim, and mm-hmm. he'll get credit for it." As to whether or not he'll actually get, like, you know, a big payment out of it, or royalties, or something like that, or a creator. Because that's the sad thing is if this guy really did help create this, and he's never going to be known as the creator of Stranger Things. Like, it's sad, but. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know the Duffer Brothers.
I still go back to, like, if he came in and pitched them this show, like the outline for this show, because that's usually how it is, mm-hmm. right? They pitch, like, an outline, and they're like, this is what it's going to be. This is what I'm thinking. Like, does that still count, like, as being the creator? Really?
Yeah. I mean, look, if I came to you and said, look, I've got an outline for a character, and you were like, that's cool, and then you just took every single point of that... And then just took it from Montauk and put it in Indiana and changed the name of the characters. Yeah, I mean, I gave you that idea. I did the groundwork for you. I would write
a script and like, I create a story that may not be in line with yours.
It's up for, I believe it's up to the courts, or in certain situations, if you don't want to involve court, it becomes a Writers Guild issue then. And the Writers Guild will look at what you did and go, hey, this is what was put out there. We'll side with you. It happens all the time with rewrites, by the way. So like if you rewrite something, the actual credit that appears on screen more often than not will be contested. Because I could be like, dude, I wrote, like, because there'd be like 9 writers on a script.
Right.
So famously, people will come in and go, oh, I'll do a rewrite. But then the guild has to look at all of those rewrites and try to figure out who wrote the most of it, who gets the actual credit. That's why when you see it, it's like written by so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. Mm-hmm. Those can mean different things. Then it doesn't mean that all 3 of those guys sat in a room together. It means that at one point, Kevin wrote for 6 months, got fired. Then I wrote for 1 month, got fired. But we wrote enough of it so that it's enough of it to warrant credit, if that makes sense. And it gets wildly contested. People actually get, like, I forget one of the examples of it, but people sue other people over it, and then the guild has to get involved. Because there's also a royalty issue. If you get a credit, you get more royalties. You get more, not royalties, what do they call them? It's called
Isn't it roses?
No, it's, royalties is in music. Residuals.
Residuals.
That's what you get for a writer. Someone was bringing up, hey, Nick, you should watch the, who said this? Someone in the comments said, Nick, you should watch the YouTube video of Amy Schumer stealing jokes. I should, actually. I don't know. I don't know that full story. I just know she got accused of it. And people are comparing her to Carlos Mencia. Carlos Mencia...
He, like, straight up stole jokes, right? Like, there's...
Oh, that's what it said. Top Boog says, Nick, you should watch the compilations on YouTube of Amy Schumer stealing jokes. It's fucking ridiculous. I'll have to go check that out. Because I know that there are a lot of comics that have gotten a lot of shit over it. Mm-hmm. Carlos Mencia probably being the number one. I think Dane Cook got a little roasted for stealing some jokes.
Wasn't Dane Cook what you were saying, where it was like, no, these are my own jokes that, like, sure, they're similar to these people. But it's
that I don't know. But I do know I have
Carlos
watched...
Carlos Mencia, like, done because of it, though, right?
Well, yeah.
Because he had the Mencia show or something like that.
He had the Mida Mencia. He was a big deal. Uh-huh. And there's that video, if you go watch, like, there's the thing that Joe Rogan did where he's basically like, he was introducing Carlos Mencia as Carlos Menstelia, and Carlos Mencia got pissed at him. Mm-hmm. And then somebody made this, like, he made the dumb decision of going, give him a mic, and Joe Rogan got a mic and just tore him apart and was like, dude, here are 5 examples of jokes that you stole. Like, here are, and they actually, whoever compiled the video was like, and went back and found those jokes like 5 years earlier.
Yeah.
And verbatim. And that's the problem is, Mencia is a great performer, and he did the jokes well.
Yeah.
But they weren't his jokes. And it's like, you just can't do that, man. Yeah. You can't be stealing other people's jokes. In this day and age, you can't do that because people are gonna fucking know. Everyone records everything.
Mm-hmm.
I have all of my sets, my important sets recorded. So if someone stole one of my jokes, I can point back to it. Like, no, I did that in a laundromat fucking a year and a half ago. You can't tell me that you've been doing that for the longest time. But having said that, I have zero fucking pull in any industries, so I'd be like, well, I guess I just have to stop doing that joke. But that's the sad thing, is if, like, Carlos Mencia does your joke, it's his joke now, because he did it on air. It's his. You can't, you know what I mean? Like, how do you fight against that unless you have someone as prolific as Joe going, like, fuck you, you can't do this shit anymore. It's pretty crazy.
I don't know, with social media and, like, the fact you have a large following,
well,
that in front of people.
I mean, Amy Schumer got in trouble for it, and she was as big as it got. Like, her...
She still is, though, right?
But 2 years ago, she was the fucking it person. Like, when she did Trainwreck, and that, which, by the way, is hilarious. She's funny as fuck. But she did Trainwreck, she had the Amy Schumer show. Like, she had all those things going on for her, man. That was her year. And then, like, to hear people go, like, hey, some of your writers may have pinched some of these jokes. It's rough. Not something you want to see. All right. Let's go to the next news story. Cool, Greg. This is another one that's heartbreaking. This comes from Slash Film. Dwayne Johnson unsure if he's returning for Fast and Furious 9. The candy-ass saga continues, this reads. The bad blood between Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Vin Diesel is apparently so palpable that there's a chance Johnson might be done with the main Fast and Furious franchise. It's a small chance, by the way. Johnson is currently working on the Fast and Furious spinoff, co-starring Jason Statham. But when asked if he might return for Furious 9, Johnson said he's, quote, not quite sure. The days of Luke Hobbs appearing in the Fast and Furious franchise may be numbered, as we have as we may have the bad blood between Johnson and Vin Diesel to blame. Johnson and Diesel, the two biggest names in Fast and Furious franchise, don't get along very well. The beef between Johnson and Diesel gained notoriety when Johnson took to social media to bemoan certain male co-stars in the film. Quote, "There's no other franchise that gets my blood boiling more than this one," he wrote. "An incredible, hardworking crew. Universal Studios Entertainment has been great partners as well. My female co-stars is always amazing and I love them. My male co-stars, however, are a different story. Some conduct themselves as stand-up men and true professionals, while others don't. The ones that don't are too chicken shit to do anything about it anyway. Candy asses." While Johnson didn't name names at the time, it was assumed that he was primarily talking about Vin Diesel. In a candid interview with the Rolling Stone, Johnson opens up about the bad blood between himself and Diesel. Quote, "Vin and I have had a few discussions, including an important face-to-face in my trailer," Johnson tells Rolling Stone. Quote, "And what I came to realize is that we had a fundamental difference in philosophies on how we approach movie making and collaborating. It took me some time, but I'm grateful for that clarity. Whether we work together again or not. Whether we work together again or not comment caused Rolling Stone interview to inquire if this was an indication Johnson might not be returning for Furious 9. Here's Johnson's answer. Quote, "I'm not quite sure. Right now I'm concentrating on making the spinoff, Hobbs and Shaw co-starring Jason Statham, as good as it can be. But I wish him all the best, and I harbor no ill will there, just because of the clarity we have. Actually, you can erase that last part of no ill will. We'll just keep it with the clarity." So it sounds like there's no love lost between these two people.
Which is sad.
It's really sad.
Now, do you remember why they had the beef?
The beef, if I remember correctly in chat, correct me if I'm wrong, was that Dwayne The Rock Johnson shows up on time, prepared, and Vin Diesel doesn't see that as a necessity to making these movies.
Is that the way it was? I thought it was the other way around.
No.
From what
I remember reading.
Yeah.
The Rock is the consummate professional, would show up, treat the crew amazing, yeah, be on time, and Vin Diesel just was like, fuck it, I don't give a shit about anything.
Oh, man,
I'm Vin
that
Diesel,
sucks.
And I've got the ego and all that stuff. And so The Rock was like, yo, you can't like be treating people this way. Like, we need to be professionals. And I guess that was just not cool with Vin. And like, when The Rock calls you,
that's weird.
I'm gonna tell you,
man,
one thing right now. If you follow The Rock on Instagram, this is the guy that is the definition of putting the work in.
Yeah.
And the reason he is the highest paid star on the fucking planet right now.
Is he?
He was a couple of
Did
years
he beat
ago.
Out What's-His-Face?
Nobody beats Mark Wahlberg.
Nobody beats Mark Wahlberg.
No, but he's one of the biggest male stars, male actors in Hollywood today.
Second to Mark Wahlberg. Just want to make clear that Mark Wahlberg last year,
I think he dipped last year. I don't think he was the highest paid.
All right, well,
last
the year before
it was 2 years
that,
ago, $68.5 million is what you're referring
for
to.
For acting.
To act.
To act.
Is what they paid
he
Mark
nailed
Wahlberg.
It. You know what I mean?
They paid him to act. Joke's on all of us. Either way, The Rock's one of those guys that I really feel puts the work in, and that's why he's enjoying a tremendous amount of success.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at his career versus Vin Diesel's, I mean, other than Fast and Furious, not that Vin Diesel necessarily needs to work. And don't get me wrong, I love Vin Diesel, I love the Pitch Black series, I love the Chronicles of Riddick, all that stuff. But I just feel like The Rock's doing three movies a year that are mega blockbusters, with the exception of Baywatch. Everyone gets one.
Rampage right around the corner, we'll see how that comes out.
Looks entertaining. Am I gonna see it?
Does it?
Maybe. I mean, the problem with The Rock now is that he's making too many films too good, but I'm waiting for them to come on demand. I almost watched Jumanji last week, and I'll probably watch it this week.
Jumanji was fun.
It's supposed to be good.
I enjoyed it. Yeah. I'm not saying it was the best movie ever made,
but man,
I thought it was like,
when
oh,
The Rock wants his Academy Award, he'll go get him that Academy Award. Okay.
Sure.
Right now, he's having fun making movies that big old Nick Scarpino can sit down with a big fat Diet Coke and an even bigger popcorn and just watch and have fun and zone out. I got a lot of worries in this world, Kevin.
Uh-huh.
I'm a stressful human being.
Sure.
I had my battle with death. One, no big deal.
You beat him.
Beat him on points.
Yep.
Not a big deal. And I just need a break every once in a while. That's what The Rock is here for. And that's what Vin Diesel should be here for, too. But, you know, again, it came down to it like this. When The Rock was feuding with Tyrese, and Tyrese was like, yo, I'm out of the series if I don't get what I want, I think I speak for the rest of the audience when I say, bye.
It's been great.
It's been great.
Yeah.
And so if they need to kill Dominic Toretto off and just take the series with Hobbs and Jason Statham,
I can't believe that you'd be saying that. Because first off, I believe The Rock instrumental in getting these movies made.
I think past five, I'm pretty sure they were like, if The Rock's in it, we're in. No, I mean, the franchise
makes
money.
I meant Vin Diesel instrumental in making. After three, he was,
yeah, I'm sure he's
like,
producing
wasn't
them.
He a producer for three and like really pushed to get that made?
I don't know.
I could be wrong, but I think that he played an integral part
I don't know how much, yeah. I know Justin
in these
Lin was
movies existing.
Sure. I mean, the franchise, that, it's his franchise.
You put the first one much higher on your list. Love of like,
it. It's number one on my list.
Okay, that's crazy.
Having
but
said
you'd
that,
be fine getting rid of Vin Diesel.
Because I don't like people who lose respect for the series.
Mm-hmm.
Fast and Furious has taken on a new meaning, I think. People love this franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact of the matter is, I respect how much energy that goes into it. I respect that Vin Diesel is pivotal for this. But if he's going to, like, if he's going to shit on the movie series itself, just don't do it. Like, if you don't want to do it anymore, don't do it. I'm making a lot of bold-faced leaps right now.
Yeah, I don't, I don't think that he's
but all I know
shitting
is this,
on the movies
I respect
all.
The Rock. You piss The Rock off, I'm on The Rock's side.
Okay. All right. I'm also on The Rock's side.
Yeah.
Especially because, from what you're telling me, Vin Diesel the problem here. Not going in on time, not taking it serious.
That's what I remember.
Yeah.
That's what I remember. Chat, correct me if I'm wrong on that. Or if you're in the comments and I'm wrong about that on YouTube, please correct me if I'm wrong on that. That's what I remember. Let's see. Mr. Yasmin 300 says, Diesel is the producer of the film starting with 4. Yeah, so I think 3, I don't think he had anything to do with 3, other than they brought him back for the cameo. Because remember, 3 was when they were like, really? We're doing another one of these? We got the guy from Better Off Dead, or Better Off Tomorrow, Better Luck Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Better Off Dead.
Wait. That's Lin, right?
Yeah, Justin Lin.
Justin Lin, that's right.
And then Justin Lin brought. If anything, Justin Lin should be the one that they should just give more money to for making this a real franchise.
Well, he's doing other movies.
Well, he did Star Trek.
Yeah.
Not well, though.
The one that you didn't like. I thought it was fun.
I dug it. All right, last news story. We're going a bit long in the tooth today.
We're having fun.
Oh, I'm having a great time. Comes from Egan.com. Spielberg, Indiana Jones 5. Says Indiana Jones 5 will likely be Harrison Ford's last, but the series will certainly continue.
Just let it end.
Let the man die. He's been trying to kill himself in a plane for the last 10 years. Just let him die.
That's not funny.
Die.
That's not
just
funny at all.
Die now.
He had one plane accident.
I thought he had two. Didn't he get
Did
a
he
couple?
Have two?
No, maybe he just had the one.
I think it was just the one.
Maybe he got
and
a golfing
like, I think
accident.
He like broke his leg.
He's fine. He finished the movie because he's a fucking pro. This is from Alex Gilyadov. Says, Steven Spielberg believes Indiana Jones 5 will most likely be Harrison Ford's last film as the beloved character. In an interview with The Sun, Spielberg confirmed that the fifth film in the franchise, which begins production in April next year, will be Ford's final stint as the treasure hunter. However, the franchise will still continue after him. Quote, this will be Harrison Ford's last Indiana Jones movie, I'm pretty sure. But it will certainly continue after that, Spielberg said.
Did they not say that with the last one, The Crystal Skull? Weren't they like, this is it for him, and we're introducing, what's his face?
I don't know.
LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
Shia LaBeouf. Then he went all nuts and started doing naked
movies.
Sure,
and then they were like, never mind.
Yeah, we fucked that up. The filmmaker also touched on who could replace Ford in the role, saying it's time the Explorer took, quote, a different form, and that he wouldn't object to a new look, Jones being a female character. We'd have to change the name from Jones to Joan, Spielberg said. And there would be nothing wrong with that. Well, first of all, you don't have to change the name from Joan to Jones. I think he was being facetious,
well,
but I'm just like, no, Jones is his last
name. Yeah.
So it could be literally anything other than that.
Junior,
but
right?
I think he was just joking around about that. But he's the funny. Idea of him being a female character, or the Indiana Jones transitioning over to a female character.
Indiana can be a girl's name.
That's fine. We already have Tomb Raider. So what are you going to do? Sure. You're going to make Tomb Raider again?
Sure.
There you go. If you guys want to see the Indiana Jones movie with a female character, go watch Tomb Raider. It's out in theaters right now. Have I watched it? No. Again, I'll catch it when it comes on the on-demand.
What do you think they're going to do? Do you think they're going to just be like, yeah, Shia LaBeouf character, it doesn't matter. Maybe Shia LaBeouf's like, daughter.
Here's the question that I have for a lot of these things, is that Indiana Jones as a franchise is Harrison Ford. And I don't mean that in that it has to be a guy. I don't care if it's a guy or not. I'm just saying you don't really get an Indiana Jones movie without Harrison Ford. I just don't think that the character, the franchise, really is strong enough if you reinvent that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like James, and I think that's one of the reasons why James Bond has suffered over the years, is because people get burned out on the actual, like the lead,
no,
and then they just
Bond
recast.
Sucked.
It. Well, that's what I'm saying is like, there's no, like Ford.
God, Skyfall
in the first,
was so bad.
That was so bad. Ford in the first three Indiana Jones movies is like, it's iconic. You can't just bring in another actor and be like, hey, we're just doing more Indiana Jones movies. It's just, and expect to recreate that magic, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's, they
absolutely.
Tried to do it with Ghostbusters, and people liked that, people didn't like that. I don't think it was a matter of it being an all-female cast
like
that ruined it. I think you just cannot recreate the magic of that original cast.
Yeah.
You try, and you try to take it into the new, you know, you try to take it into the next, the future. I think they had great success with franchises like 21 Jump Street, where they're like, let's just take it in complete oddball. Which is totally really different. Cool.
But
and
like
it's great.
That's, I feel like that's what you should do.
But
didn't
they tried
work
to do
out
that
for
with,
Baywatch.
No, it didn't work out with Baywatch. They tried to work it out with Ghostbusters. It just didn't quite work out.
But I think that like that was more of a script issue.
I don't think
or
so.
Even, like,
I think it just
it
didn't
wasn't
work
in
out.
That world. It was just too disconnected and
right.
too like what was the Hemsworth? Like what was he doing?
He's so beautiful.
Though. He is beautiful.
He's just a beautiful man. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, Spielberg, this team, they're going to have an all-star team on this, so we'll see what happens with the next few.
They had an all-star team on Crystal Skull. All-star team.
They had fucking Cate Blanchett, man.
They
She's
had
the best.
Everyone awesome. And then it came out, and we were like, that's not what we wanted. That's not even kind of what we wanted.
Yeah, it does beg the question. It begs the question, can you have Indy without Harrison? Can you have an Indiana Jones movie?
I don't think you can, and I don't think that we have the right Harrison right now.
I don't think there'll ever be a Harrison. I feel like this is another one like Back to the Future where you're just like, put a pin in it, and let's just get another idea.
See, I feel like Back to the Future, we could have another Back to the Future where it's like, hey, remember the kids? Little dude that put his finger out?
What?
At the ending of Back to the Future 3.
Oh, the little brother?
Yeah, no, not the little brother. The Doc Brown's kids.
Oh yeah,
one
kids.
Of them like stuck his finger out of this thing and made it look
out
like
of
a
his
penis.
Crotch.
Yeah, in the shot,
I don't remember
they're
that.
Panning around. It's a famous like.
Oh my god!
Background
is that
scene.
Is that like an Easter egg?
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyways, but like those kids, now they're growing up. They've got a time machine. You know,
That's true.
Cool.
You're absolutely
that, like,
right.
That would be cool, and it totally doesn't have to affect
anything that came before it.
Exactly.
Although, you know they'll fuck it up and have digital face replacement on Michael. They'll go back to
because
85
we like
and we'll
that.
See Michael
because
J.
Because we like that, and it's like, oh.
I hate that shit. The only time I've ever liked it is Civil War, but it made sense because it was a digital reproduction of him.
That was really good.
It was dope.
That was really good.
But like all the shit they did with Leia in The Last Jedi.
It was too long.
Or not
Jedi. Had it just been a second from behind panning around and her being like,
because it's always like this. It's just the mouth moving.
With what's his face?
It seems like, blah.
Who else was in that?
Grand Admiral fucking.
Yeah.
Tarkin?
Yes, Tarkin.
Yeah.
They did it way too long. If it was just the reflection off the thing, that would have been awesome. That would have been enough for us to be like, oh, fuck, he's kind of there.
Or just, you know, cast another actor, because there's lots of actors that could have played that role.
Sure.
Not a necessity. Mm-hmm. Did you want to bring up this next news story about the Star Wars that from Yasmin?
I don't know. I don't have it open.
What was the thrust of it?
The J.J. Abrams, that wasn't his plan for Rey's parentage.
Yeah, no shit.
And it's just like, cool. That's why you should have figured all that out before you make. You knew it was a trilogy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You knew it was a trilogy. Sit down, be like, these are the beats we need to hit. Do whatever you want to get there. Just hit these beats on these points.
The problem becomes this. If they could have sat, if they had the time and the resources to sit and write all three movies and plan them out and do all the script.
Why wouldn't they have the time and the resources?
Because I think Disney brokered the deal. They bought it and they said, we immediately have to turn around and get these movies out. And I think their original intent was to have JJB sort of like overlooking this with Kasdan. And I just don't think they had enough time. And same with Rian Johnson. Like, I just don't think he had enough time to like.
I think Rian Johnson came in here and was like, I'm going to answer some questions. I'm going to make my mark on Star Wars Saga. And he did. And it's like, cool. Now that's there forever.
Well. We'll see what JJ does with the third one. But ultimately, like, yeah, my hope would have been like, hey, give JJ three movies and let him just shepherd all three of those movies. But that's easier said than done. You have to remember, these are movies that take years to get just one together. And man, you fucking burn out on them.
Originally, JJ didn't want to do more than one.
No, he just wanted to do the one.
Yeah.
But I wish they would have just been like, money, go.
Yeah.
And again, I think we would have gotten a series if JJ had done all three of them that would have been a solid 80%. Or 85%.
Solid.
I don't think 85%. They would have been like amazing, but I think they would have been an interesting wrap up to the trilogy.
Yeah.
But now we have the casino planet.
Sure.
And we'll always have that. And I'm sure we'll go back to that planet multiple times to see how those animals are doing because we freed them all.
Now it's worth it. Now it's worth it, she said.
Because we freed the animals.
Now it's worth it to die.
They're good.
They're just out.
All right. Tip time, ladies and gentlemen. If you gave us a tip at the $5 above level, we will read that along with others. No cheers. Shelby B says, Nick and Kevin, my husband and I are loving the morning show. Keep up the amazing work. Nick, my husband, Steven, has been having a rough week. Can you give him a shout out to lift his spirits? Cool, Greg, give me the one. Steven, Big Nick's thinking about your butthole.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I'm just thinking about it. I want good butthole health for everyone.
Steven's wife, do something with that butthole.
Justin T. Mars says, hey fellas, long time no tip. I know mashups are so 2001, but this guy is so good and weird that this made me think of you, Nick. His other videos are great too, and he gave us a link to that. Now, unfortunately, Kevin is on the show today, so we will have to defer to the Great Wall of Cool Greg to see if this clip is good or not. Cool Greg, it's at your leisure. If you watch this and you don't like it, crumple it up, throw it in the waste bin.
Make a big deal about it, though. Make him feel little, the guy who sent it.
Assassin's Keyblades says, this tip goes out to Jared for his amazing job where he hosted both Kinda Funny Morning Show and Kinda Funny Games Daily on Friday. The man held it down and kept us entertained. Thank you, Jared. And our final tip for today comes from Will Palmer. Says, I think it's time to bring back barbecue streams. Man, we haven't barbecued in a while.
That's a damn shame.
And the weather's fine. It's not great. It's good enough to barbecue. It's not never great up here.
Yeah, but for that, we'd have to flip Games Daily and the morning show.
Mm-hmm.
So that Greg could have free time to barbecue. And even though I've tried heavily to get those shows flipped,
yeah,
nobody seems to want to change
this
schedule.
I would love it if this show came after Games Daily for nothing else other than to rub it in Andrea's face that I can go as long as I want. She comes around the corner.
You can come in here and be like...
I walk around the corner and be like, I don't care. I don't care.
No, I'm saying while she's doing
no, I know, but I would do the same thing and be like, ha ha, who cares? You have no power over me anymore. You redheaded person.
You redheaded person. You got her good, dude.
I did, man. I was trying to. I got nothing today.
Okay.
Throwing shit at a
wall. It's Wednesday. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I know.
For how tired we are. It's
no,
Wednesday.
But you know what's funny is like Greg's gone.
Yeah.
Greg's in PAX East, by the way. If you guys are over going to PAX East, you should hang out with Greg.
And bring
follow
some
him on
chicken
social
wings.
Media. I'm sure he'll tweet out about it.
Joey's on a panel. That's exciting.
That
be
is exciting.
There for Joey's first panel if you're there.
But it's weird that Greg goes out of town, and then I look at the calendar, and I'm like, oh, just the two morning shows for the next 3 days.
Yeah.
A couple other things seasoned in there, a little peppered in there, but maybe
not
don't have
much. Not too much going on.
We don't have a crazy amount of stuff.
Yeah, well, we all knocked it out.
Hey, what's Joey on a panel for? What was she talking about?
I have no idea.
No idea. You want to call her? She won't answer her phone.
Oh, she's flying right now.
There's two things that I know about Andy and Joey. One, they're great people. Two, they don't like to use the phone for which it was originally intended.
I like doing phone calls.
I love phone calls, but I call Andy, and I swear to God, it's one of those messages where it's like, the subscriber has not set up his voicemail. I'm like, Jesus, fuck me,
really?
Christ. Dude, he's so... They don't use their... They use their phone to Slack. That's it. They don't even respond to text messages. I'm like, yo, dog, what's up?
You're
4 days later, did you send me a text message? Understand how that works. I was playing.
Do my hair. I was playing. Do my hair.
Let's cut my own hair. P.S. I love this best friend XOXO is your opportunity to shout someone out you feel is doing a great job. Go to kindoffunny.com/best friend. Just like Vitz Patel did. He's shouting out Callum Morin. Says, just wanted to give Callum a shout out for coordinating British Best Friends. Oi, governor! For the PlayStation concert at the Royal Albert Hall on May 30th. We're all in a box because of that baller life. Well, that's awesome. That is great. Kevin, let's go into the giveaway.
Giveaway, it's coming.
Oh, sorry, Joey put a couple on there. We did not pick someone for the giveaway today.
We did not?
No.
Really?
No. Well, we have to pick those every day, and Joey's out of town today, so.
Pretty sure you can pick them in advance, just run the machines.
I know, I fucked that up.
Oh.
Vamp, I'm gonna pick someone real quick.
I'm yawning. Hold
boop,
on.
Boop, beep, boop, 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 how's everyone beep, doing? Y'all having a good day? There's Jared.
What?
He's not saying much, but he's confused.
I am confused. It's the printer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, the printer hates you.
Isn't that fun?
The printer
so here at the office,
you.
And I think in every office, we have a printer that just will not cooperate. I don't understand why technology has not gotten to the point where printers just work magically every time, but it hasn't happened. And I don't know. Let's blame someone. The Senate.
Let's blame Greg.
Oh. Okay.
Well, it's fun to blame someone who's not here who can't defend themselves.
Like the Senate.
Oh, the Senate works.
Yeah.
The United States Senate. Ladies and gentlemen, there's four ways to win the giveaway. One, be in the Twitch chat. Two, be a Twitch subscriber via Amazon Prime. Here is your daily reminder. Thank you for that. Three, patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames at the $2 above level, and we'll pick from all of those. Today's winner comes.
Those three and four then, right?
Yeah.
I just
squashed
those.
No,
I know.
Together.
I was doing numbers so you confused me. You were counting them off, and
you
I was like
it,
three,
though.
And then you went. And
you're quick
like,
on the uptick.
Four. Yeah,
pretty good. Today's winner comes from the Twitch chat. Congratulations to Moko Shona. You have won Story of Seasons on 3DS. Hopefully, you have a 3DS, and hopefully, you've heard of Story of Seasons. I certainly haven't. on either of those accounts. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I don't care, because it's Wednesday, it's hump day, and Kevin and I are about to metaphorically get it on after this. Let's go into the old Trace and Trace.
Also, if you don't have it, give it away to another best friend.
Yeah, give it to someone.
Make someone's day special.
Not the Lazenger at work says, is that a Zelda game? Question mark? No idea. We don't talk games here.
I don't think so.
We just don't have time.
Oh, hey. There he is.
What?
I won.
Yeah, there you go. Woo! You won. If you don't see a message in your inbox.
Don't expect one.
In the next few days, because Joey screwed up, you hit her up.
Hit up Joey as much as possible via Twitter. And just be like, hey, I won the game. Give her a time code for whatever time it is right now.
Yeah.
And yeah, that'll be that.
Steak Fajita says, yo, Nick, have you entered Cheryl Crow's contest yet? Win a trip to her ranch for a buck naked horseback ride.
Oh, Jesus.
That sounds dope.
Does it? Riding a horse buck naked?
Naked with Cheryl Crow?
Okay, but like your balls on the back of a horse as it bounces.
Sounds dope.
No, fuck that, man.
Sounds great. Here's what I love about the nature, being naked.
Is the horse naked also?
I think horses by just
no, because they wear the little belt.
Naked. Well, they wear a saddle.
Yeah, but that's like not, a belt for them.
That's like a belt when you're naked.
Yeah, exactly, but they're still not naked then. If you walk out with a belt and someone yells, oh my God, Nick's naked, I'd have to turn around and be like, no, he's wearing a belt.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. And that'll be my defense in court when and if I ever do that. Kevin says, get buckets. What shows are you watching right now?
What shows? So I just started watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And boy, is the first season absolutely terrible.
It's rough.
I know that Ignatius is always like, dude, the first season's the best season, so just watch that one. So it's, I don't know, man. I think you might be wrong about it, Ignacio. Also, can't tell if it's canon or not. Dude that's dead is alive.
It's canon.
I don't know. No, I know. Fuck
Ignacio. Okay. Oh, I understand.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about anything you're going to recommend for me. You guys know I have one rule. If it's a show, and you have to qualify it by saying, well, it gets really good in season 3,
no.
I'm not watching it. I don't have time for that. I am almost done with the 10th season of Friends. I'm halfway through it. This is what I choose to spend my life doing. Okay, so understand my priorities and move forward there. What do you got in the chat?
Someone said, who is it? Raging Plum, Raging underscore Plum says, Kevin paints such a vivid, beautiful picture of hairy balls on a horse's back.
Okay, you do.
Like, yeah.
You're a visually inspired artist, Kevin. Nick, Kevin, check out Legion yet? Season 2 started last night. So damn good. I thought for a second he was going to be like, start with season 2, and I was going to just slap my monitor.
You know what else I'm watching?
Legion's supposed to be really good.
Krypton.
Oh, shit. I got to catch up on that. I think I got two of my DVR.
No, wait. Is it Wednesday today?
Today is Wednesday.
We've got one on our DVR, and then one tonight.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm trying to watch them when they air.
I might do the thing where I kind of like let a couple lag. So I can watch them in session.
It's such a funner way to do it.
It's just weird to me that like for instance, I want to watch Roseanne because it's come back, but I also don't want to watch it week to week anymore.
Yeah.
It's
the way to live.
It's dumb.
Is that the best place to talk, guys?
See, it's annoying when people
do that. I guess it is.
It is annoying when people do that, right?
Well, yeah, I try not
Jared.
To do it.
Jared, take it to the next room.
But other things that I'm watching.
Oh, Broadchurch. Yeah, my wife likes that one.
What else am I watching? Going to the movies a lot again. That's good. Watched Isle of Dog yesterday. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. You wanted to talk. Well, we're out of time. I want to see it. Well, you know what? I'll see it this weekend. Uh-huh. We'll talk about it on Monday.
Great.
How does that sound?
Yeah.
I do want to see that movie.
Do you like Wes Anderson movies?
I love Wes Anderson movies.
You love this movie.
And I love Fantastic Mr. Fox. So if that's anything like this one,
it's. Yeah, I'd say
because it's pretty much
similar,
the exact same cast. I'm
Holy
into it.
Shit, the cast is ridiculous. It's absurd. Absurd.
Yeah,
absurd.
Love it.
Everyone that's in there.
Fantastic. Let's go into sub-only mode real quick. Did I do that? Oh, yeah, cool. Would you like to see Blade on a Netflix series, says Space Saver Spies, only if they get Wesley Snipes back for it. I'm in. Bring back a 50-year-old Wesley Snipes and just let him be. But he's a vampire; they don't age.
No, but that's the thing. He's a real human and he has aged. So, in the chat, CP a la Fox says, "Skip to the last 5 episodes of the first season, Kevin." Those are stupid instructions.
No.
If that's how you want me to watch a show,
that's a bad show.
That's dumb.
If a show has one good episode per season, it's a bad show. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Stop wasting your time with these shows. For the love of God, because if you keep watching them, they're just going to keep making them. Ah, oh, the show was really good for five seasons, and or for five episodes in season five of it, so just skip to that. Zero context. You're expecting it to be good. No, I'm not going to fucking skip an entire season.
I hate that voice that you do.
Well, you know, it's purely for scientific reasons, or just nerds, nerds. I'm a fucking nerd, too. I'm a Friends nerd. God, that show got bad.
Yeah, it got really
bad. It got bad.
The last, like, three seasons.
They're bad. Ross, like, I want to run. If he wasn't such a big guy, I would find David Schwimmer, just be like, why, and slap him in the face.
No, you wouldn't.
Not a big
you
slap.
You understand that the actor is not the same as the character. You're
no,
smart.
I don't understand how that works.
Yeah,
it's
do.
The same person. Ross is Ross.
No.
He was. I don't know why Ross was in The People vs. O.J. Simpson,
was
but he
it?
Was in it.
Who was he in The People vs. O.J. Simpson?
He played Kardashian.
Oh,
he's fucking really good.
I
have you not seen
the
that?
Show. I haven't seen
oh,
it.
Oh, it's on Netflix.
I know, but who has the time to do anything?
It's one season, and it's really good.
Yeah. From the start?
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Well, it's really fucking good. Hmm. Amazing. Amazing. One of the best series from last year.
Put that on my list. I'll put that on my
list. Put it on
my
list.
Are we doing questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nick, just watch Psych again. Don't worry. It's next. This is DH Canada. Let's see. Ross was in Band of Brothers. Was he really? I don't remember that.
It sounds right.
Let's see. Newsroom was one of my favorite shows, says Moko Shona. Yeah, I couldn't get into it.
Hey, Ignacio Rojas in the chat says, Kevin, you're an asshole. I never said season one was great. Pretty sure you said that. Pretty sure.
See, the problem, Ignacio Rojas, is when you fuck with Kevin, here's the deal. You fuck with me, I'll be like, I'll let it slide because I'm a benevolent host. Kevin wants to be in the mire with you. He's down there in the muck mixing it up, and you think you have what it takes to fuck with Kevin, he'll just keep going. This guy's got staying power for days.
Days.
Hi-ho Silver, says Barry Allen. Let's see, Greedier says...
Have you seen this trailer that Mr. Yasman's throwing at us for Upgrade?
No. I don't like the Saw movies. I'm not watching
what?
That trailer.
It's not a Saw movie.
He says it's from the creator of Saw and the producer of Get Out.
Yeah, it's just some dude that's quadriplegic. They add these chips in him that's like, hey, now it'll help control your body.
Oh.
And there's like an AI in his mind now.
Oh, and it takes over and kills everyone?
Well, it's just like, he's trying to hunt the dudes that fucked him up and killed his wife. And like the AI's like, hey, this is not a good plan. You've broken into this person's house and you're gonna like, they're beating you up right now. Do you want me to take over? I need your permission. And it's like, and he's like, yeah. And then he beats the fuck out of that person.
Oh, that sounds dope.
Yeah, and then it's him being like this crazy, like, assassin.
Dude, that sounds dope.
Yeah. I'm murder actually, machine.
Maybe I will watch that. Yeah. You've sold me on this.
Check out that trailer.
I will check out the trailer.
It looks like a bad, like, action movie in, like, the best way.
I like bad movies. The Stoner Sensei says, Hawaiian Punch! And I appreciate that. Ant-Man...
When is that show coming back?
Dude, I don't know. Ant-Man 0208 says, how do you like Far Cry... Or how are you liking Far Cry 5, Nick? I like it a lot. It's really good. I'm about halfway through the game right now.
Wolf Smalls says, Kevin, I think you got Skyfall confused with Spectre. I did not. Skyfall has a lot of really cool scenes, but at the end of the day, it's 007 failing at his mission.
Yeah, he's bad.
And it's like, is that what we want? A loser 007? No, thank you, sir.
Do we want an entire movie where even if you're good or bad, you still lose? Somehow you manage to fail?
Stop.
Then,
don't
you know.
Do this. Don't right. do this.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the Kind of Funny Morning Show for today.
Failure.
Thank you.
Get out of here.
It was about failure. Well, someone should fucking win. You can't both fail.
Empire was about failing.
Somebody
it was
wins.
Fucking beautiful.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's your morning show for April 4th, Wednesday. Kevin, thanks so much for joining me today.
Yeah, whatever.
You look great. Cool Greg, thank you for running the board. Gary Witta and Jared will be next for Kind of Funny Games Daily. If you're watching this on YouTube and you're like, what's Kind of Funny Games Daily? Well, it's this show, but over on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, and it's way more serious. And, you know, they're just like, we're going to talk about news and it's going to be great. And you and I are like, fuck Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Oh, my God. Crystal Skull was so bad.
You know what? I went back and watched that movie again.
Yeah.
On TV. And again, different situation. It's not in the movie theater. I'm pausing it. I'm not really paying attention. Whatever.
Remember they get eaten by
whatever.
Ants?
It's whatever. They're big ants.
Why are they being eaten by ants?
Because they're big ants.
At one point, like, was it a Nazi?
Yeah, they were Nazis.
Gets knocked into the ants and then just bones. Do you remember that?
Yeah, they ate him to death. They can't eat bones, though. That's the one thing that ants can't do, is they can't eat bones.
Mm. Well, no one can.
A dog can. Slowly but surely.
They chew on bones. They don't eat them.
And just shit it out.
Sure.
That's the circle of life. All right, everyone. I'll be back tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, with who? Only time will tell. Kevin, and I are probably going to get some lunch after this. Ooh, but stay tuned. I'll read subscribers.
Again?
Maybe. It's possible. I'll be reading subscribers in a couple seconds. And then after that, Kinda Funny Games Daily is up next. I love you all. Cool, Greg. Take us out. Cut the feet.